This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Eric Hallaby. I know you're not Joe Messina. I know that's what you're thinking. Joe Messina's out today. Thank you, Joe, for letting me fill in. I'm going to do my best to make sure Joe Messina is honored, respected, teased, everything we can do. Just so I can fill in this. Hey, listen, the last hour of the program, I want you to pay attention to a couple of things. Number one, my background is a financial guy, right? 21 years in the financial business, Total Financial Solutions, that's the name of our company. 15 years on radio, we've spent a lot of time talking about financial stuff, credit cards, student loans. My gosh, we have some amazing stories for you. You can go to our website, tfswealth.com, stands for Total Financial Solutions, tfswealth.com. It's in a lot of money.com, tfswealth.com. But right now you can give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I was a financial guy, I'll tell you my story here in a little bit. Maybe it's kind of interesting. Some of you might care about it. Give me a call if you want to hear it. It's kind of interesting to me because I spent almost 11 years as a Los Angeles police officer. I know it sounds weird. How'd you get in the financial business? Well, because I got scammed, believe it or not. Around the same time I was in a big car accident after a bunch of back surgeries and knee surgeries, they said, hey, you can't do this anymore. I said, oh, no kidding. After that, I found out about 90% plus of my money was taken in three different scams. It's a lot of fun. I had to figure it out. Went back to work, slept in my car, not because I didn't have a house, I had a house, but because that was the only way to be able to get back and forth to the two or three different jobs and to pay the bills. Right? Somebody had to. Here's a good story for you, though. I'll tell you another police story. Listen, I told you about the one, the guy had 50s and 20s on him. It was shocking to me. 50s and 20s in his pocket. But that was right between Bel Air and Brentwood. Maybe that in Los Angeles, movie star world. We call it the guilty white, driving, liberal, conservative, and nobody's in town. Well, you're quiet. Don't tell anybody. A lot of these folks are trying their best, right, to get by. And if you're homeless, if you're struggling, I get it. But today, even 25 years ago, there are services in place. So why is it that a story that happened to me, something similar is happening now? Look, we have freeways. We call them freeways. Some of you call them expressways. Right? Right in the San Fernando Valley, very populous, about a million people back then, about a million two now live there. And there was this guy in a wheelchair, and he would sit there, right on the off-ramp, had a sign. And we'd say, hey, buddy, you can't be here. Okay, officer. And he'd try to scooch away. And then we drive away. And, of course, he stays there. We had other things to do. But it was an area that I, you know, got off the freeway with some stores and restaurants and the mall. So I would go there sometimes personally. And I remember one time I'm there, and it's the same wheelchair. But somebody else is sitting in it. So I thought, son of a gun. Here's a guy sitting in a wheelchair. He must have stole it from the other guy. Well, listen, I'm working tomorrow night. I'm going to come back here. I'm going to find this guy and make sure he gets his wheelchair back. Because that's kind of crummy, right? To steal somebody's wheelchair when they're down and out. That's the last thing you want to do. So I tell my partner right out of roll call, hey, let's get in our car. We need to go down here. Here's what happened. I tell him what's going on. He said, oh, let's go check it out. That's not cool. Stealing a homeless guy's wheelchair. That's not cool. We get up there. We take a look. Lo and behold, the guy is in the wheelchair. The first guy I saw is sitting in the wheelchair. The one that was when I was on my day off, I don't know where he is. He's gone. So I said, hey, how you doing? Good, good. Hey, buddy, did you know yesterday somebody had your wheelchair out here? He said, oh, no, that couldn't be. I said, yeah, somebody. Hey, wait. And across the street is walking the guy that I saw the day before in my personal car, right? I saw him. He's walking. I said, that guy had your wheelchair. He said, well, officer, I'll tell you the truth. We trade off. I said, what? He says, yeah, I'm not really disabled in a wheelchair. We trade off. Because we found that we can make a lot of money. I said, are you kidding? So both of us kind of laughed, my partner, myself, even the homeless guy sitting in the wheelchair. And he wouldn't get up. And we're laughing. You know, that's funny. I said, you know, kind of how much money do you make doing this? He said, well, officer, I used to make $20, $30 a day. Not very much. But when I got the wheelchair, I could bring in over $100 a day. Folks, 25 years ago. He said, I can bring in over $100 a day. Let me tell you, as a Los Angeles policeman, I made about $20 an hour back then. So $20 an hour times 8, 160, had to pay tax, right? Carry the one, divide by. I probably took home about $115, $120 a day. And here's a guy who's pretending to be in a wheelchair at an off-ramp in a fairly popular area, and he trades it off. It's like tag team. Remember wrestling? Remember the good old, hey, tag, you're it. Help me, get me out of here. Tag. I don't know when you do it. Do you do it like in between lights when nobody's coming so that you don't seem like a scam? I don't know. Maybe he wheels around the corner and then another guy, you know, they switch, they hand off, and they wheel back. Are there real people in need? Of course, you guys. Don't be heartless. Of course. But what about the bogus beggar who strikes again? Professional panhandler resurfaces in Kentucky. Beggars can't be choosers unless they're really good at their game, according to WAVE News. WAVE, Wave News, says this man, I was going to say gentleman, but this man in Kentucky, what does he do? He pretends to be in a wheelchair. It's a scam. It's a fraud. He says, look, I was hit by a truck. I need help. Turns out it's none of it's true. None of it's true. You want to help charities this season? I think that's a great idea. I want you to go to charitynavigator.com. Charitynavigator.com. Why do I like it? Because you can make sure that the charity is legit. You can make sure that it's an honest charity. Look at the ratings. Learn how to read it. Research the charities. Even some of your local charities, folks, are right there on Charity Navigator. Just a couple other good websites. Check it out. You're listening to me, Arif Halaby, on The Real Side on GCN. Filling in for Joe Mesita. 855-REAL-JOE. Give us a call, 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, we're back. That's right, you're listening to GCN Network, Real Side. I know I'm not Joe Messina, I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe. Arif Halaby of Total Financial Solutions, that's me. Hey, this is our last hour of the program. Joe's going to be joining us tomorrow. Well, we're going to be joining him if you listen in. And you better follow, go on Facebook, Twitter, let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what's going on in the chat rooms. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I am Arif Halaby. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, it's a big deal to two people, my mom and dad. They're still around. Thank God. They care about it. And I think you should, too, because financially speaking, you know, there's no difference between a 2-year-old and a 102-year-old when it comes to money. You go, what do you mean, Arif? They're both wearing diapers. No, because something very simple. A 2-year-old and a 102-year-old touch money every single day, and everybody in between. And if you know how to manage it properly, you win. If you don't, you lose. Rich people make the rules. I know that's a surprise to you. Rich people have always made the rules. That better not be a surprise to you. And they always made the rules to benefit their friends and their family and themselves. That's never changed, folks. From Cleopatra on the Nile River, Napoleon, the British Empire, the Spanish Empire, Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, get it? Chairman Mao, everybody, rich people made the rules to benefit themselves and their friends. That's never changed. The United States is no different. Rich people made the rules to benefit themselves, their friends. And there's a little clause in there, a little thing that says, oh, by the way, in the United States, the rules apply to everyone. But they just don't have to tell you what they are. Why do you think immigrants, legal, will come to this country, put everything aside, start from nothing, sleep in the back of a liquor store or a donut shop or a nail salon, mechanic shop, muffler shop, you name it. They'll work. No such thing as, you know, holiday weekends and eight-hour days with a 15-minute, let's clock in, let's get our break. No, no, these folks said, you mean to tell me I got a chance? Nobody's going to come by and shake me down for you know, bribe and blackmail? And you mean I can do this? In America, all I got to do is work hard? Folks, come to this country, they work hard, and in 3 years, they're the manager. In 5 years, they own the place. In 10 years, 20 years, they're millionaires. And you have some of us, some of you, can't get out of your own way for generation after generation after generation. Other people come here, they invent something with $50 in that yellow suitcase that I talked about. And maybe $50 is a lot of money. I spoke to somebody recently, and he came here. He said, listen, I had $25 after paying for my cab fare. And I said, wow, that must have been a long time ago. He said it was 30 years ago. Now, I remember 30 years ago. I'm 50 years old. I remember 30 years ago. Wasn't that long ago. And I remember thinking, well, $20, it's not that much, but it was a lot. Could take my girlfriend out. We could go on a date. I'm okay with that. Dollar tacos, you could do that with $20, a movie or two. Here this guy came here, and today he owns a real estate empire. Because you cannot buy work ethic. I don't care what your last name is. I don't care who you are. I don't care how rich or fancy you think your clothes are. You can't buy work ethic, integrity, discipline, hard work. I don't mean you're not going to make a mistake. Of course. So you get up off your fanny and you try again. You stop. You get up. You work. And you do it again. These guys decide, hey, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but you got this exciting burglary, right? Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas. That's kind of interesting. Who decides that it's a good idea to steal something that belongs to somebody else? Not me. You know they're going to catch him. You ever been to Las Vegas? You've seen those casinos everywhere, right? What do you see? You see something very simple. They can tell when you come in off the street, where you parked your car, what taxi, the number of the taxi you got out of, how you paid that taxi with the Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, whatever you paid. Stop that taxi. Where did you pick him up? Where did you pick her up? They go to the taxi. They go back three or four or five, six stops. Find out who you are. Surprise, surprise. And they say, you know, you were robbed. Well, surprise, folks. Guy doesn't get too far. Listen, how many of you are going to get up off your feet and go to work for you and your family? Because nobody else is going to do it. I know it's a shock. But you and your family have to work for you and your family. Did you come to this country? Did your family come to this country to work hard? I think so. Most people did. But what are we finding? Most of you are leaving the state in which you were born. If you were in one of these states, not all right, here you go. Ready? Illinois, New Jersey, California. You are picking up and moving. If you're one of those, if you're moving or you're thinking even about moving, give us a call at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. I want to hear, why are you moving? Why are you picking up and moving? You're leaving your family, your church, your organizations, your dentist, your doctors. Some of you are leaving even your children, right? They're adults. But you're leaving them and moving to other places. Why? Why did you think that was a good idea? A lot of people are doing it. They're picking up and leaving. I think a lot of people are doing it for lots of reasons. Financially, that's a pretty big deal to pick up and leave everything behind. A lot of you are going to Las Vegas. A friend of mine moved out there. He took 35 jobs with him from the city of Los Angeles. Tried to work with the city of Los Angeles. They said no. So he said, okay, I'm going to take my company and move to Henderson, Nevada. Picked it up, moved it, about 30, 35 jobs. About $1.5 million in payroll. Today, it's about $3 million in payroll. He left about 3 years ago. 4 years ago, maybe. $1.5 million in payroll left. The company grew. It blossomed. There's now 50 employees, over $2 million in payroll, and the state of California gets nothing. Okay, grab a pen. I'm going to give you another website. These people ought to pay us for this, man. We're giving out. We're driving traffic. Here's one of the places I want to drive traffic. HowMoneyWalks.com. HowMoneyWalks.com. Now you say, listen, is that your website? No. No, it's not my website. HowMoneyWalks.com is something very simple. It tells you, it tells me, where the dollars are going when they leave the state or the county that you select. So you scroll down a little bit, so you got to get to the bottom fold. You're going to see an interactive map on the right side. It says Explore Your Data. I want you to click on that. What is it going to do? It's going to tell you the IRS tax migration. Now, listen, I want you to understand something. There's I don't know, five stations here in the state of California, of the 35, 40 stations across the country listening to The Real Side. Okay, we appreciate you. But let's take a look at the competency of the state of California. I was in a meeting, group of business leaders in Sacramento. That's the capital right here. You want to hear what the budget director had to say? You have any confidence that the state of California is going to fix this mess? I don't. We'll cover that when we come back. If you're listening to The Real Side, I'm Arif Halaby filling in for Joe Messina. 855-REAL-JOE. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Google.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
All right, we're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Arif Halaby. Filling in for Joe Messina. Joe is off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night, regular time. Top of the hour. We have about 30 minutes left in the hour. Look, this is kind of important. I think there are going to be some of you out there that have a little bit of a fear calling in. Just talking about you, Matt. I think you should give us a call and share your stories. Some of you have some amazing stories about some of the scams and frauds. We cover it a lot when we talk on the radio. Arif Halaby, Total Financial Solutions. Our job is to help you get out of debt, manage your money, plan for retirement, have better, higher income strategies. That's how you get a hold of us. I'm just going to give you our phone number once, maybe twice, but that's about it. 888-99-RETIRE. That's how you get a hold of me directly, okay? 888-99-RETIRE. Okay, but I want you to call here. Call right now, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. For some of you that are in the Arizona, Mesa, Texas, New Mexico area, 855-732-5563. Just because it's I gotta be a little slower for some of you. All right, you know who I'm talking about. I'm just teasing you. All right, look, this is kind of a big deal when you're talking about, why I think the state of California will never, not a little bit, listen, I wrote an article, 60,000 copies went out, magazines printed, I don't know, went door to door, went to people's houses, 60,000 of them. The article I wrote said this: there is zero chance, zero, not like 5%, right? A lot of financial guys will give themselves, oh, just a little bit of leeway. Hey, folks, listen, I think there's a 96.5% chance that the... No. I put it all on red. Moved it in. What did I say? I said there's a 0% chance that the state of California will fix its pension crisis. Amongst other things, but I was specifically speaking about its pension crisis. Now, why would I be so confident? Here's why. I'm sitting in a meeting with the budget director. Now, that's by accident. He wasn't supposed to be there. He showed up because I think somebody in his office couldn't make it. So he showed up. Son of a gun. We're supposed to be in a meeting just talking about budget, state of California budgets. I'm sitting there. Son of a gun. If the budget director to the state of California, the seventh largest economy in the world, is standing in front of us, one row up and about two seats to the left. Right? That's where he's standing. I'm sitting one row back and two seats to the right. If you carry the one, that's where I'm sitting. And he sits there and he says, folks, I want to tell you, the state of California We lost 1.8 million jobs in the Great Recession, and Governor Brown is proud to announce that 1.9 million jobs are back. Room of about 50 people clapped. Oh, that's so wonderful. Now I'm sitting there, biting my tongue, and I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a qualification, there's got to be something else coming. Nope, he decides to start moving on. So immediately I raise my hand. Now listen, my son is with me, 22-year-old son, I think he was probably 21 at the time, sits there with me, and educated man, got his bachelor's degree at 19 years old, not a dummy. And he certainly knows his dad. And he looks over at me and he's like, oh, Dad. He knew what I was going to say. He kind of counted 1,001, 1,002, saw my hand go up. We look at the budget, and I say, sir, you understand that the jobs that were created here in the state of California are like $10 and $12 and $15 an hour jobs. The jobs that we lost are the $50, $60, $70 an hour manufacturing jobs, union jobs, jobs that create benefits, that pay more taxes, right? More taxes are paid on a $53 an hour welder than a $15 an hour barista. Both good jobs, right? Depending where you are in life, you're starting out, you want that 50. Work hard. Someday you might be the manager. Maybe you want to own the place someday. Wonderful. But you cannot tell me that the same, you don't get to count a job as a job as a job. Yay, let's clap. Right? Like I have 50 shiny coins here and 50 shiny coins there. See, 50 coins are 50 coins. No, these are quarters. These are pennies. We replaced quarters with pennies. They might still be 50 of them. But one has greater value. So I tell the governor's budget director, I said, sir, do you understand that in the state of California, we have lost, ready for it, if you've clicked on it yet, if you've gone to howmoneywalks.com, this was about a year and a half ago, 2016, we lost $56 billion in adjusted gross income. $56 billion, that's as of 2015. $56 billion. In adjusted gross income, right? Last 20 years or so. So, sir, you cannot tell me that a job is a job is a job. Simply because, and it's pretty basic math, that the $56 billion is money poof gone, can never be taxed again, which is what the state cares about. How do I get my money? They're never going to spend money on the grocery stores, the liquor stores, the dry cleaners, the car wash. Nothing gone. They pick up and they move to Texas, move to Nevada or Utah, Oregon. Because the state of California is a wonderful place to visit. Try living here on less than $150,000 a year. People do it, no question about it. But do you think that it's easier to do it when you have $3.60 gas? Really? When car registration is hundreds of dollars. And a friend of mine has a car in Arizona. I think every 2 years he pays $40. Something like that. Silly. Same car here is $500 a year, $40 every 2 years. How's that math work? Why I said that there's a zero chance for the state of California. Look, state of New Jersey, state of Illinois, same bucket. You know, in fact, we're behind you. You guys have a zero minus two. You have a less of a chance of fixing your problem because you don't even identify it. You are taxing your citizens in areas and for reasons that are just because they haven't been taxed lately. You think money belongs to you, the state of California government, not the citizen. And that is wrong. Where did the money move from in California? Pretty simple. Let's talk about it. Nevada got $13 billion. Arizona got $9 billion. About $9 billion went to Texas, Oregon, and Washington. Three out of those five states have zero state income tax. The other two that are left are virtually no. I mean, really, the income tax is there, but property tax is low, sales tax is low, reasonably simple. When you go to howmoneywalks.com, have we crashed the site yet? I want you to do that. Why? Because I want you to tell them that you're listening to the real side and you care about what's happening on the real side. You care about what's happening on your side. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN, you got a question, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. This is your family's finances, guys. Who else do you think, who do you think is going to care about this? You think your mom, your dad, You think your family? Why are people leaving the state of California? No different than people are leaving, the state of Massachusetts, Washington, D.C. Why would people want to live in a place like that? Why would folks want to live in Massachusetts? A beautiful place. We have family. My grandmother's side of the family's from there somewhere. Right? Logan. I don't know if that sounds familiar to some of you in Boston. It's the last name of our family. I think I should get 0.01% of all revenue that goes through that airport because you've got my name. Okay, 0.001. I don't mind. And I'll give it to charity. The charity of Arif Halaby, that's me. So we'll just call it the Arif Halaby Charity. Arif Halaby Retirement Fund. You're giving all this money away, folks. State of New Jersey. This is kind of fun. Ready? Let's click on the state of New Jersey. Some of you, all you have to do is go to the howmoneywalks.com. And when you do that, you get a chance to click on the state and see, hey, is money coming? Is money going? And where is it going and why? The state of New Jersey, we covered this earlier. I need you to pay attention because this is kind of important if you live anywhere there, because there is something called a migration, which means, poof, people are leaving. Where are they going? Simple enough, guys. Ready? The state of New Jersey is kind of interesting, and here's why. Because 100 people in the state of New Jersey pay 40%. 40. They are only down $31 billion. Now, they are a much smaller economy. Much, by half, less than half. State of California, depending on how you calculate it, I gotcha. And they have $31 billion gone, adjusted gross revenue. Where do they lose money to? Florida. They lost a little bit to California. Can you believe that? Virginia, North Carolina, all great states. Maybe the weather's a little bit different down in Florida. Where are you going to live in retirement? Do you plan on moving? Are you thinking about, have you already moved? Is retirement about relocating? Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I'm Arif Halaby, Total Financial Solutions, filling in for Joe Messina. We'll be back in just a minute on The Real Side on GCN. We'll be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
All right, we're back. Hey, folks, Total Financial Solutions, that's who I am, but you're listening to The Real Side. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina on The Real Side on GCN. You're listening to our show, his show, my show for just the next 15 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes, just filling in for Joe, talking about your family's finances, helping you get out of debt, manage money, plan for retirement. That's what we normally do, 21 years in the financial business. But you have to ask yourself a question. Why is your family, why do you live in a red state? Now, when I say red state, listen, I told you, go to howmoneywalks.com. Yes, Matt, green is good. You take a look, is money leaving your state? Are there people leaving your state? Why would you choose to retire outside of your state? Your home state, family, roots, you've been there. Listen, my mom's family is from Michigan. My dad came to the United States from Lebanon. Long distance family, right? Drove to California. So far, just about every state they drove through is red. There's a few green ones in there. There's a few that are actually earning money, receiving money, growing their wealth. And it doesn't happen when you give government the money and you say, go take care of it. Now, listen, we need government. We need borders. We need the roads. We need the bridges. I get it. We need to make sure that the military is there. But who is taking care of you and your family? I can tell you this. It is not going to be the politicians. Draw a straight line from your home to Washington, D.C. Now, you might live on the East Coast. Great. If you live on the West Coast, if you live in Hawaii, it's really far. But draw a straight line and say, how much does that person care about you? I don't care your political affiliation. That doesn't matter to me. There's just no way in the world that guy or gal that represents you is going to have any clue on what matters to you and your family. Nothing. If I give you a dollar, I expect you to probably do the best you can with that dollar. Take care of your family, go buy shoes, go buy beer, go buy a restaurant, go out to eat. I don't know what you're going to do. It's your money. Do something with it. It's yours. But if you give it to Washington or to your state capital and you say, hey, send it back to me, do you think you're going to get the full dollar back? There are pension plans. Amazing health insurance plans, by the way, that they have, you don't. 19% of the country has a pension. 16% of those, right, nearly all of them, 16 out of the 19 are government pensions. 3% are companies. Large companies, Motorola maybe, General Motors, General Electric, right? But the rest are government pensions. Tell me how, when they go backwards, and they are, virtually all of them are upside down. And those government pensions need money. What are they going to do? Print their own. Nope, sorry, Arif. The city of Chicago does not have a printing press. I know. Pick me. They are going to steal it. Oh, come on. They would never do that. No. What they do is they pass this thing called a rule, called a law. And what's amazing is they can do it in the middle of the night. And if you have a one-party state, like Illinois or Chicago, right, specifically, where just about everybody's the same political party that matters, or like California. Oh, look, both of those are red. Surprise! And if you pass a law, and everybody who's affected by it is complaining, but everybody else is working, and they say, we're going to take more of your money, so be it. Hit the little anvil down. The rule has been passed. Who's going to take care of you and your family at the end of the day? It isn't going to be the government. It just isn't. They're not bad people. They're great people. I know some of them. But that's not their job. Right? I'm a great guy. Ask anybody that knows me. I'm a great guy. But don't let me do brain surgery on you. Look, even if you think I'm an amazing guy, I don't have any little children anymore, but they used to think I could hang the moon. You still wouldn't want me doing brain surgery on you. One does not have anything to do with the other. What is your skill set? When your family has to pick up and move outside of the place that you were raised, picked up and move, so that you could retire, let alone eat dinner, right? Let alone live a financial, comfortable life. You realize people are picking up and moving to Mexico, Costa Rica, Honduras, Belize, Panama. You have a mass exodus. Then what they do is they have a residence either nowhere in the United States or they have a little condo in, wait for it, Las Vegas. For $60,000, they bought a little condo. That's their residence. Oh, no state income tax. Pick up and move to another state called Panama. Pick up and move to another state called Costa Rica. A lot of expatriate communities down there. Saw an interview with a couple, husband and wife. The only thing they had was $1,200 in Social Security and $800 in Social Security. That was it. $2,000. That was their entire monthly income. And they had a house in the southwestern part of the United States. They had to sell it. They sold it, made a little bit of money. Not a lot, because the homes didn't go up a lot where they lived. Raised their family, but wanted to retire when they were still in their early 60s. They took what little money they had. They went down to a little town in Mexico that basically nearly all Americans. And because the locals want to learn English, they don't even speak Spanish at the restaurants. They all want to learn English. So they're very much engaged, even though the expats from Canada, Great Britain, Australia, the United States want to learn Spanish. A lot of them say, well, look, you don't have to. All the communication is done is in English. And he said, we live the dream on $2,000 a month in Social Security income. How much of that is taxed in the United States, folks? Oh, nothing. How about the state in which they earned their money? Nothing. So immediately the liberal in you says, well, darn it, we ought to pass a law. Pass a law that says you cannot take your money outside of the state. How about you just stop spending money? I don't know. The only way I think that can happen, the only way, the only way is to tax all of you. We have to raise every single one of your taxes. I don't care if you make $20,000 a year or $20,000 a week. Doesn't matter to me. $20,000 a week, like the Los Angeles Police Department assistant chief in retirement, $20,000 a week. Los Angeles Fire Department chief, retired, $20,000 a week. I don't care if you're those guys. Or you're the guy that's going to school and working part-time. We have to tax all of you lots of money. We will collect it, the state that you live. The federal government, they will collect it. Eric, it's tongue-in-cheek. You think I'm kidding? I want to fix this place before it blows up and the dollar becomes worthless. The only way to do it is to tax you. Why? Because now, you will pay attention. Surprise. I just noticed there's a problem, Eric. These people are walking in and they're taking money from my pocket. Call the police. Well, they have business suits with a name tag that says IRS. Oh, surprise. They just are going to tax you. Then you have to say, whoa. Let's look at where you're putting my money. Because, folks, I did build it. You didn't build that? Remember that? Remember that campaign speech? You didn't build that? Said President Obama. We built it as a government. The roads, the bridges, we built it. No, excuse me, sir. The man and woman who built the roads, they were paid. U.S. dollars. It didn't come from air. It came from the people who drove on the roads. They paid dollars. Because they earned them. And they said, here's a piece of it so you can go build the road. My proposal is this, and it needs to be on the ballot in every state. Maybe just, 35 of them. Every single person has to pay income tax. It's federal, 20%. Across the board, done. Conversation over. 20% from every single person. And then at the end of the year, you get a breakdown. You paid $600 in taxes. Maybe that's the most you made. You paid $600,000 in taxes. All right. 20% on everybody. You get a bill, and in there it says, $47 went to a bridge to help people in Alaska. They're trying to get to the other side, and it's hard to swim. It's cold water. So we're going to build a bridge. $800 of your money went to buy a new tank, defense. $7,000 went to the president's Secret Service. Yeah. And you know what? We're so sophisticated as a country. I want you to learn how to click. You go to your secret website times double backdoor security wound roundabout whammy jammy poof. And I can log into Arif Hallaby's income tax, and I can see down to the penny. I want category, subcategory, and sub-subcategory. You tell me where each dollar was spent. And then I can say, Congressman, Congresswoman, President, I don't like that. Senator, mm-mm. Or you know what? I'm good. Continue to tax me. I think y'all are doing a great job. That's the only way we're going to fix this, guys. Because the ship is sinking, and everybody's trying to give out free Mai Tais. And they're forgetting to say, let's plug the hole. No, I think we should just bail faster. Tax everybody more. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN, folks. I want to give you a way to get a hold of us. 888-99-RETIRE. Maybe you like me, maybe you don't. If you do, then call me. If you don't, my name is Joe Messina. If you like me, my name is Arif Hallaby. 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-997-3747. Give us a call. You can catch me every week on AM 870, The Answer, Salem Radio, Sunday at 11 a.m. That's AM 870 right here in Los Angeles, but you can go to am870theanswer.com, Sunday at 11 a.m. and listen to my show, Arif Hallaby. It's the Total Financial Hour. I'm the Arif Hallaby on that show. Thank you, Joe Messina, for allowing me to fill in for you on The Real Side on GCN. Stay tuned for next hour, next week.